Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shani of Vayishlach is the classical confrontation, the emergence of the mitzvah of Gidanasha as a result, which we'll get to in Shlishi, but the classical confrontation between Yaakov and Sarah Shalese, Vayakilo Yachalo, Vayigab Chaf Yericho, Vateka Chaf Yerach Yaakov, Beheyavko, Imo, the Ramban says that based on the Bereishis Rabbah, that this is an indication of the, the Doros Hashmad, that everything about this is paradigmatic. My Savos Timon Levanim, and Yaakov being not killed, but tortured, injured in this context is a reference to Las Lavo, how Klal Yisrael will suffer great, pains, in dealing with, various, nations. The Sforno is focused on the idea that, there seems to be a transition. The pasuk vayar kilo yachol lo. So the Sforno says it's midin dveikos b'Hashem, that Yaakov was misdabik b'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and therefore was invincible. But at some point the malach relayed to him the fact that there would be chataim in the future, and that caused a chalisha sadas, a distraction. And at that point he became vulnerable, and his he was injured. This one writes, Lo yacholo, the roads vekuso tamid bekel yisbarach machshav v'dibor, vayga hodiyoach et ha'asid b'madrichei amo, then in the future not just Klal Yisrael would sin, but the leaders of Klal Yisrael would da'agaso b'zeh pasak ha'dibuk, that he became vulnerable because the dveko ceased, v'taka kaf yirecho b'heyavko. Wow. So that's what made Yaakov vulnerable to injury specifically at that point in time. So you have a very fascinating idea, a little bit of machokas between the Sforno and the Ramban. The Ramban will tell you that the injury here is meant to be sort of, generational or paradigmatic. And again, as we spoke about, it reflects the idea that, just skipping down a little bit in the Ramban, the language is very beautiful, very poignant. They would, heat them up to, be literally, almost on fire themselves. Right? The idea was that they would torture them, with, hot pokers. Right? The idea is that we're able to overcome this, and Yaakov becomes like an embodiment of all of this struggle. Again, for the Sforno, it was only possible to even injure Yaakov because of a temporary break in the Dveikos that he experienced, which made him invincible, impregnable. Vayar ki lo yacholo vayiga b'chaf yirecho vateka chaf Yaakov ve'evko imo. Now, we mentioned previously for the Sforno that, Shimcha Yaakov means that Yaakov will be, sored basof, that he'll be around at the end, milashon akev, the heel. So the idea of lo Yaakov yamero shimcha, the Sforno l'shitaso says, ki im Yisrael, is the idea that lasid labo will be obvious that you're the only one around. So there'll be no need to call you Yaakov. Achar avdan ha'umos v'chein yakvar mekuyim b'chayin in Yaakov. That destiny will be fulfilled. Hamora kayim basof, as we said before. So rather, lachin lo yipal lecha az od shem Yaakov, there's no need to call you Yaakov. Ki im Yisrael, ki sarisal v'yikru lecha b'shem Yisrael, b'va b'horot sh'az kvar sarisim Elohim v'im anashim, etc. The idea that, you didn't just hang around because nobody bothered you, but that, the fact that you've been able to stay around is a reflection of incredible Mesiras Nefesh and the, the fact that you've, been able to persist, despite, incredible challenges that, emerged along the way.